Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholena with the evening news. The headlines: India-Vietnam ink MOUs in multiple fields. Naglin delegation visits key ports in Meghalaya and Assam to explore trade connectivity. Akashvani Kohima to host marathon marking 90 years of broadcasting. And Naglin secures dominating win in under-20 men's national football championship. Now the news in detail. India and Vietnam today inked several MOUs in the fields of digital technology, rare earths, medical products regulation, public sector audit, digital payment system, and culture and tourism. The agreements were signed after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Vietnam Tho Lam in New Delhi. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "In the India-Vietnam partnership, both heritage and development hold significance."
अपने संबंधों को एनहांस कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर पर ले जा रहे हैं। अब हम अपनी साझेदारी को और ऊंचे लक्ष्यों की ओर अग्रसर करेंगे। कल्चर कनेक्टिविटी और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग के साथ साथ सिक्योरिटी सस्टेनेबिलिटी और सप्लाई चेन रिजिलियंस हर क्षेत्र में हमारा सहयोग नए स्तर पर पहुंचेगा।
The Prime Minister said, with the MOUs, access to India's medicines will now increase in Vietnam, while Indian agriculture and animal products will also see smoother exports. He added that Vietnam is a key pillar of India's Act is Policy and Vision Ocean, and with its support, India will broaden relations with ASEAN. Vietnam President Tho Lam said both sides will link the strategic vision and development strategies to better address turmoil in the world today. An official delegation from the Naglin Department of Industries and Commerce and members of the Business Association of Nagas visited the Dokki Land Port in Meghalaya on Monday to explore opportunities for strengthening trade linkages. The team, led by Director P. Tokua Sema and Additional Director Wiley Pongtse Tongtsar, carried out on-site assessments of infrastructure, logistics, and trade facilitation systems. They also held discussions with port authorities and stakeholders to understand operational procedures, regulatory frameworks, and prospects for expanding import and export activities. The delegation focused on identifying best practices that could be adapted in Naglin to improve market access for local entrepreneurs, farmers, and businesses. On Tuesday, the delegation visited the inland container depot at Amingaung in Guwahati, where they reviewed cargo handling, customs clearance, and logistics systems. The visit is part of ongoing efforts by the department to strengthen trade infrastructure, promote regional connectivity, and boost cross-border commerce in Naglin. A district-level monsoon preparedness meeting was held in Kohima today under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem, with participation from police, line departments and other stakeholders. The meeting reviewed vulnerable road stretches, including the National Highway 29 stretch at Kezanyu and Liezocha, which are highly vulnerable to landslides and traffic disruptions. Alternative routes were also assessed to ensure connectivity in the event of highway blockages. Highlighting recurring seasonal risk, the DC called for a coordinated and non-blame approach, urging all departments to take responsibility and improve readiness based on past experiences. Concerns over poor road conditions, vehicle breakdowns, and traffic congestions due to stranded heavy vehicles on highways were raised. Authorities directed that critical road repairs be completed within a week with continuous maintenance and deployment of required machinery. Another matter included stricter traffic regulation, including enforcement of no entry timings for heavy vehicles into the town and shifting of holding zones closer to the Jotsuma bypass to ease congestion. The meeting further directed immediate clearing of blocked drainage systems. Departments were also advised to maintain adequate stock of essential supplies, such as food and medicines for emergency situation. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has raised an order directing strict compliance with provisions of the Immigration and Foreigners Act 2025 and related rules following instructions from the state government and the Ministry of Home Affairs. As per the order, all accommodation providers, including hotels, guest houses, homestays, private rentals, as well as hospitals and nursing homes in Kohima District, must report to the arrival of any foreigner or overseas citizen of India to the designated registration officer. They also required to maintain proper records of foreign guests and produce them when demanded by authorities. In addition, details must be submitted online in the prescribed form within 24 hours of arrival through the official portal indianfrro.gov.in or mobile app Indian Visa Swagatam. The directive also applies to hostels, boarding houses, educational institutions, and other establishments housing foreign nationals. The order warns that failure to comply with the provisions will constitute a serious violation of national security protocols and may attract penal action under the law. All stakeholders have therefore been directed to strictly adhere to the directive. The Directorate of Treasuries and Accounts today organized a one-day sensitization workshop in Kohima for all heads of departments to strengthen financial governance and administrative accountability. The workshop aimed to enhance the capacity of department heads in handling financial matters with greater efficiency, clarity, and compliance. Sessions covered key topics including withdrawal of government funds, personal claims, audit, budget, procurement procedures, financial sanctions, and the national pension scheme. Discussions emphasized on minimizing procedural lapses and ensuring transparency in financial management. The workshop sought to address challenges in financial administration and ensure more effective decision-making in the management of public funds. To mark 90 years of broadcasting in India, Akashvani stations across the country will organize a marathon and walkathon on May 8. As part of this nationwide commemoration, Akashvani Kohima will host a marathon with participation from students of government high schools in Kohima. Head of program at Akashvani Kohima, Ella Kayina, highlighted on the event.
The marathon will be flagged off by the Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, from Old MLA Hostel Junction and will culminate at High School Junction. The opening ceremony is scheduled to begin at 6 a.m. The closing ceremony will be graced by the Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Government of Nagaland, Kethosithyo Sekose. The marathon is being organized in partnership with Mechio Market, Perechije, and the National Health Mission, under the Department of Health and Family Welfare, while the State Bank of India Regional Business Office, Dimapur Region, is the event sponsor.
Apart from school students, staff of Akashvani Kohima will also take part in the event. And in football, Nagaland registered a dominant 8-1 victory over Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu in the Swami Vivekananda Under-20 Men's National Football Championship 2026 held at Chhattisgarh today. In the last group match, Nagaland maintained momentum across both halves, maintaining sustained pressure and controlling proceedings throughout the game. In the other Group B match, Manipur secured a 5-1 win against Chhattisgarh, sealing their spot in the quarterfinal of the championship. To end the news, the headlines here again. India-Vietnam ink MOUs in multiple fields. Nagaland delegation visits key ports in Meghalaya and Assam to explore trade connectivity. Akashvani Kohima to host marathon marking 90 years of broadcasting. And Nagaland secures dominating win in Under-20 Men's National Football Championship. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.